from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios on the wall, on the road. Welcome to Inside Agriculture from Farm Fest 2017. Well, a lot of things going on at Farm Fest, and we're going to talk about what's going on at Farm Fest, and we want you to join us. If you don't get the opportunity, by all means, we're going to have a lot of information coming your way. So we invite you to join us during Inside Agriculture. Now, the courts have ruled in favor of biofuels made from corn and soybeans. Now, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for Washington, D.C. undertook a case to define the meaning of three words in the renewable fuel standard written by the United States Congress. The three words, a phrase, are inadequate domestic supply. Congress, through them, says University of Illinois ag economist Scott Irwin granted the EPA the right to grant a waiver allowing energy producers not to follow the law.
Which common sense would say, yeah, that's, you'd need that kind of escape clause in the statute that if a biofuel is not being produced, you can't require someone to consume it.
Well, the Obama administration EPA interpreted the clause to also mean inadequate domestic demand and consequently limited the mandated use of biofuels in the United States. The court ruled on how the EPA limited biofuels in 2016. However, it may be, thinks Irwin, that EPA will need to make good actions it took in 2014, 15, and 16. Now, this may mean the gallons of biofuels not mandated for use in those 3 years will have to be produced and used.
That's right. And they even conveniently included a little table in the ruling with their calculations of how much mandate was waived that should not be. In the 3 years, they added up to 2.24 billion gallons of ethanol equivalents was at play here in those cuts that have now been basically declared illegal.
Now, it'd take about 800 million bushels of corn to make that much ethanol. However, because there are two parts to the RFS relating to ethanol, it's not likely corn-based ethanol will be the big winner when it comes to making up the lost gallons.
Because of the E10 blend wall, I think the big beneficiary of this rule will ultimately be biodiesel, or more broadly speaking, biomass-based diesel. It's been filling the gaps above the E10 blend wall in the ethanol mandate for a number of years. I don't see how that, why that would change dramatically with this rulemaking.
Well, the backfill will require about 1.5 billion gallons of biodiesel. It would use about 11 billion pounds of feedstock. The number one feedstock is soybean oil. Well, there it goes, the RFS. And it's Obama administration issues that we're working on. We're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what is going on at Farm Fest 2017. A lot of action you can take in for the next 3 days. And if you're not on your way to Farm Fest, I'd take that Thursday and make sure that if you're a farmer or rancher, you're going to take in that Farm Bill hearing that's going on here. And there are all kinds of Farm Bill people that will be here from, and of course, that would be the House side of Congress. And of course, Michael Conaway, who's the chairman of the House Ag Committee, and Colin Peterson, the ranking member, we'll be here at 9:30 on Friday. We'll be back. Talk about Farm Fest right after this.